savoring heritage through food walks. Food is our common ground, a universal experience. James Beard. Travel is not visiting a landmark and ticking a bucket list item. Making a destination attractive to the traveler encompasses developing the entire town, country, and region. As I cover lesser-known heritage, this reality hits me closer to home. The series Vantage aims to explore viewpoints of experts who work around geography, making it a better place to live and visit. This guest post publishes on Image Writer on the third Saturday of every month. Savoring heritage through food walks. Whether you are a tourist, a traveler for leisure, or just traveling on business, food features on your list of experiencing a place. And then there are people who do culinary tourism. I'll surprise you by saying UNESCO recognizes the culture of cuisines by inscribing cities on its list of intangible heritage as creative cities, gastronomy. From India, they gave this honor to Hyderabad. What makes the traveler look out for such experiences? And why is it so important for a destination? Fellow blogger, Juanita Viswanath throws some light on these questions by deconstructing food walks for us. Savoring Heritage Through Food Walks by Juanita Viswanath. Did you know Shantaram stayed in a nondescript hotel in Kolaba called India Guest House? Did you know that there is a Little Arabia in Kolaba where the signages are also in Urdu? I came to know about these and other little known facts in a walk titled Linbaba's Kolaba, Shantaram Tour. I always like to take such walks with local tourist groups both in a new city and my own city. Most of these walks have allowed me to glimpse at the city from a hitherto unknown and non-tourist perspective. You are a traveler or a tourist? A tourist has a checklist of all the must-see spots and does her best to see all of them. A traveler, on the other, likes to experience and soak in the sights of the city in totality. Experiential tourism caters to the latter and has gained a lot of popularity in recent times. These are not guided or group tours, which include a finite number of sightseeing spots with mandatory photo pit stops. In contrast, you visit beyond the oft-visited spots and the guide would regale you with stories around the place. The anecdotes form a very critical part of the experience. Formats could include heritage walks, food walks, and other activities personalized and tailored to individual tastes, likes, and preferences. Eat while you walk. Food walks have been a recent booming phenomenon, especially with the rise of food bloggers and Instagram influencers. You meet a local person who takes you to a specific area of the city and you walk and eat in four or five restaurants or street food joints. Peppered with stories and anecdotes, the walk is an experience to savor. In most cities, these walks take you to old markets or happen during specific occasions like the Ramadan food walks in Mumbai, Baikala, Muhammad Ali Road. I recall a food walk which I took at Amritsar, which led me to some fantastic food beyond the usual suspects of kulcha and fish fry. I walked around Golden Temple in the old market area and sampled offerings from a nondescript place that specialized in only one dish, for example paneer bhurji or only jalebi. In case you are keen to learn the local delicacies, such options are also available. Thailand and Kerala have cook-along workshops where you literally catch fresh catch and cook it. In Tokyo, Japan, you can walk with a guide to well-known fish markets at the crack of dawn and watch goods trading. A boon. Food walks help you discover local delicacies and street food that you would normally not find in a standard restaurant. Run by locals, they are unique and happy to offer insights into the traditions and history behind the food. Sometimes getting hold of the walk is especially useful when you don't speak the local language of English. In Korea, there are English-speaking guides who offer a palace tour. They also offer you day trips to Nami Island in Petit France, which otherwise would have been a two-train, one-bus and one-ferry trip. Making heritage palatable. When we think culture and heritage, most of us think of them as very serious topics which are inaccessible. However, Heritage Walks bridge this gap by presenting this information in a more casual manner. The Yellow Hostel in Rome has tied up with part-time college students who are genuinely keen to show tourists the enjoyable part of their city for pocket money. This may not be a very serious history lecture. Sample this. My guide in Rome told me, "You know there are 5,000 churches in Rome, so if you ask me which church this is, I may not know its name unless it's super famous." Most of the youth hostels in Europe offer interesting formats like cycle tours too. Airbnb today also offers a range of experiences under its Airbnb Experiences. I have attended a ghost walk in Mumbai that took us through the cultural ethos of the area around Gir Jaud Opry House while weaving a nice grisly tale. I have come across many an interesting walk, from a cantonment snack walk in Pune to Puja walks in Kolkata to a Pratagali walk in Delhi. So, the next time you wonder if it's a good idea to wander off the beaten track, always say yes. And as Tolkien said, not all who wander are lost. Modus operandi. I have put together my modus operandi, the do's and don'ts to be this wanderer. Read up on food blogs about the city. More often than not, these may conduct nuggets of information on eating spots where locals eat. Check the local tourism website for walks conducted. Follow travel specialists on social media like Rocky and Mayo or of Highway on My Plate Fame for tips and hacks. Watch food and travel shows online to form a perspective on what you want to do in the city. And finally, believe in serendipity. You may just stumble upon it in a new city if you just talk to the locals. A word of caution for senior citizens, because of its format, would not recommend, unless you are absolutely sure. Nostalgia and tips, doesn't get better than that. Armed with this information, guess you are hungry for your culinary travel experience. Another vantage next month on Image Writer. Savor these pins for awesome tastes.